Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus with Farm Bureau. Memorial Day weekend. This is the unofficial kickoff to grilling season, and what better way to kick it off than with a steak? The Kentucky Beef Council's Caitlin Swartz on when or if to use a marinade.
It really depends on the cut that you have. If you're going to grill a steak, a lot of the tender steaks don't need a lot of marinade or a lot of additional flavors. So just a little bit of salt and pepper. For those who are watching their blood pressure, you can lay off the salt until the very end. But pepper, a lot of people use just garlic. A lot of our recipes from Beef It's What's for Dinner just feature garlic and pepper on the steaks.
Everyone is budget conscious these days, and Swartz says the more you know, the more you can save, even with high-end steaks.
People don't realize that T-bone is actually two different steaks when you take the bone out. You actually have your fillet or your tenderloin there on the small side of your T-bone, and then you have your strip steak on the opposite, the bigger side of your T-bone. It's actually the strip steak. So really, if you're looking for a budget, or even if you're out in a restaurant and they feature a T-bone, and your wife or your husband, you know, you guys want to split a steak, that's a good way to go because you're getting your strip steak and your fillet all in one.
We'll have more in a minute. We'll be right back.
At Farm Credit Mid-America, we know there's more to living out here than farming, which is why we offer more than credit for farmers. We use our financial and agricultural knowledge to tailor solutions that help rural residents achieve their goals, from commercial farmers to rural homeowners. We're committed to ensuring that our customers succeed, because at Farm Credit, we know you're not just looking for a loan. You're working to maintain a way of life. Find the financing that's right for you. Visit efarmcredit.com. Farm Credit Mid-America is an equal housing lender.
Whether grilling T-bones or more budget-minded steaks or even burgers, the Beef Council's Caitlin Swartz says they have suggestions.
If you really want new recipes or you've seen us demo a recipe, you can go to www.beefitswhatsfordinner.com, and that's got every recipe that you could think of. Breakfast, lunch, dinner recipes, lots of ways that you can choose cuts, ones that are on sale, and really tailor those recipes to those various cuts that you have available to you.
And check this out. The Council has been working with Holland Grills, who's donated a $900 unit for the Council to give away.
And basically what we're going to do, if you go onto our website, kybeef.com, there is a link, and you're going to take a quick survey, and you'll be entered to win a chance to win the Holland Grill. And then at the end of the month, at the 1st of June, we're going to draw for the grill and we'll make one griller very happy.
And the rest of us can still be happy with beef on whatever kind of grill we have in the backyard. That site again is kybeef.com. And that's today's Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.